From Tuxa to the city of Mexico is more than 1,000 kilometers, more than 1,000,000 meters, more than 100,000,000 centimeters, and so many more stones, so many more trees that I can neither measure nor count what I have done so many times. At so many clicks an hour, with the hot breath of wind blowing down the isthmus, torrential rains barreling down the Veracruz stretch that threatened to jack the car and drop it in a ditch. I've picked up the names of all the bridges, of all the throttled villages, buried in the curves and straights of the road that I've driven down all the days and all the months of the year. First light, late at night, and at that moment when the evening is a cicada, turning back into its primitive shell, spinning back to larva, the exhaustion hooks them out, twists the shoulder down, into the back of the foot and burrows with a spoon deep into the head. I still feel when I'm on the go from one place to another in this dread between life and death, when language and anger pushes you on, and I'm making my way with a pick and a trowel, or when I'm sat in a chair, or laid between the legs of the one I love. This gear shift, the pulse of the engine, pulling up the mountain, heading up into, the gentle giddiness on the way back down, and the speed that makes us swallow the landscape and our words. The first time I came to the city of Mexico, I didn't know which way to turn, which corner to round. It was like beginning to write, sat to the white sheet, elbows on the table, alone, shoulders hunched forward, waiting for the pistol and the engine rev, the race to be won, but you're the only driver, the page that burned in my hands, like the rubbish tips that burned in Santa Cruz, Mexico, and the trucks and trams that burned in the risings, that screamed hunger. I came down from the attic to campus, books under my arms, rolling up spitballs and firing them out the bus window, polluting the city with Kant and Antonio Caso. I dumped my books on the bus and jumped into one of the greasy spoons on Academia Street, or a pub, then dancing all night in La Perla. Later on, I feel the heat of a woman who had brought me home, a moisture spreading like an expanding universe, in a few square meters, in a few cubic meters, and I rode across the city roofs. I spread my reach, my turf. I wandered the hideous streets where the people crawled out of work with nothing to eat, gougers or thieves even, who raised their eyes to my shirt, and it was like stepping back into the movies, back into Brunel's The Forgotten, and on those ulcerated streets I saw for the first time, carfuls of police, horseback police, pickups of riot police, who closed the streets, the power of the state, who charged full tilt, swinging batons, booting the rubbish bins, shaking up the neighbourhood, shooting point blank, a blitzkrieg down on our heads. Then, the silence of Chaplin's Easy Street. And I wake up on the path, my eye cut, babbling, like a groggy boxer, and they've stopped the fight in the third on technical, and the howls of the crowd not there. I gathered what was left in my books, without a cent in my pockets, and back to my room, whistling the tune from The Graduate, to write the poem I lost. Like so many things you lose, ID and women, strikes and chewing gum, faith and socks, it gets cold in the mountains around Puebla. You have to roll the windows up, turn on the heat and slow right down to a regular speed, and later on the sunlight through my bedroom window. She's coming in to wake me, taking off her school uniform, lying down on top of me, sliding over me, kissing each other like something out of the movies, caresses straight out of the Tower of Lust, Gone with the Wind's big house. It's late, the sunlight tells us. They've turned up the lights in the cinema. It was time for a sup and to head out across the Zocalo. Kiss her goodbye at the door, then up Guatemala Street, two blocks, take a right, back into the new poem, back into the dream jaunt, grab a few bits for the street again, to listen to the jangle and the bounce of the trucks loading and unloading, the travelling salesman's banter, the bin men, the school kids, hop up on a bus, in with the workers, the driver has the radio full blast, it's hard to get to the door, I ring the bell, a red light flashes on the dash, I take a wander up by San Lazaro station, watch a train pass. As it pulls itself across the face of the earth, a letter on each of the six cars that form the word strike. I measure these things in my pockets against what's on the streets. At the juice stand I grab an orange. The passing railwaymen lift a finger and salute. I salute them too. It's as if we're saying reality's in those fingers. This train, the orange juice lights up my whole body. I arrive and the five poets are sat around a table. Someone reads a poem. I watch them. They're the same age I was when I first met them, I think. They haven't moved, still as a photograph, hands in midair, pen in the hand, a glass at their elbows. They're as old as our children are now. It has all passed so fast, just like the coming down out of the mountains of Oaxaca, where it seems like the road breeds another road, where the slightest slip could send me over the edge, where the brakes don't seem to work, where I've lost control of the car. I come back to the photograph and hang it on one of the walls at home. I arrive for the first time in Mexico City. I am just one more shoulder in the crowd marching through. Tear gas fumes me, derailed trains burnt out at the terminal, ripped up tracks and the attack of the police, of the army, of the riot squad, all in battle formation. The Zocalo is a rifle butt in the face. There'll be more battles, Jose Revueltas tells us. The railway workers pass by and lift their fists in salute. They walk out of one cell straight into another, back down to the underworld, into their nooks. Take note, write all this down. I'm nothing more than a chronicler who has seen his friends fall, who has buried his dead, who has washed in the wind full of ghosts and contradictions, demands and manifestos, who has patched his back so many times, falling in love again and again, watching the future. It's so hard to keep an eye on the telescope lens. Denying the future, hating it again, starting over again, in the end, starting the journey, setting out from the same place, going the same way, coming down the highway, braking, tooting the horn, the lights change, gear shift, watch the tires, flick on the wipers, and keep an eye on the gas, barreling down again till finally I pull in, and here I am writing this at the end of my journey. Hopeful, hitting the brakes so I don't run over everything I've written or myself, so I can keep on rising and falling.